Many companies, the most popular being Hotmail and Yahoo, offer free email services. There are at least three ways that they earn money on this. They forward email solicitations to you from various advertisers, count on you to visit their website regularly to view advertisements they display there, and expect that some of their millions of customers will decide to pay to upgrade their email account to one with more features and privileges. There are other companies, like Juno, that work in a similar, though not identical, fashion. When you sign up with these companies, they typically require you to fill out a lengthy questionnaire indicating your age, gender, income, hobbies, and so on. The purpose of this is to presumably so they can target their advertisements to users with specific characteristics. I registered for free email with one of these companies, one that doesn't post ads on its website, but presumably is responsible for some of the spam junk mail that I get every day. A lot of these advertisements are offensive to me. Some are immodest, if not right obscene. I suspect I would get less of these offensive advertisements instead of their customer profile indicating that I'm a man in his 30s. It said I was a woman in her 80s. I'd probably get more ads for skin creams, but less ads for smut. May I change my profile, i.e. lie on the questionnaire, in order to avoid unwanted advertisements? Does it make a difference that the company has other ways they can make money from me, such as the chance that I might upgrade to paid service? Actually, I did, in fact, eventually upgrade, so I pay them a yearly fee now. A similar question arises when a website requires an email address to log on. May I enter a phony address to avoid the inevitable junk mail that will result? If the ads I were getting weren't immodest, were just a nuisance, then what? This is from my good friend Shlomo Zalman Jessel, also here in Matityahu. Basically, there are two problems here. One is stealing, that if these companies only offer their services on the condition that you fill in this profile, then if you lie and you send in a wrong profile, then you really don't deserve their service, and you're taking their service against their conditions. If it's not really a condition and they prefer it, but you could get it without the profile, then there's another problem, that is lying. And lies, even they don't harm anybody, and here there is a certain amount of harm by giving the wrong profile, are prohibited. Midbar sheker tirchak. What you could do is, if it's not a condition of getting the service completely, and you can get the service without this, but they want you to profile yourself, then you can have someone else, or you can do it for them, send in a profile from someone who is a friend of yours, or someone you know, if you know any 80-year-old women, and have their profile put in, not saying that it's yours, just saying that it's somebody who will perhaps benefit indirectly from this email. Also, the same thing goes on the questionnaire. If you can get someone else to be the person who answers the questionnaire, in other words, to say there that it's necessarily you who have your name on the service who's answering the questionnaire, then they're not lying, they're writing their conditions, their profile. But to write and to say that this is your profile and to or to put in a phony address, to put in somebody else's address with their permission, but to put in a phony address, it's a total lie, probably a problem.